The Traveler's Journal, September 10th. Looking at the many passports of the national parks. Many travelers are collectors. Some gather matchbooks from exotic places. Others bring home national parks. It's been over a decade since the National Park Service issued its first passport, a spiral-bound guide to America's blue-chip natural attractions. Apart from maps of national parks, battlefields, and monuments, the passport accommodates two collections. The first are the colorful stamps released each year in blocks of 10. Each edition costs a dollar and is sold in national park gift shops. Stamps from back years can be ordered by mail or online. The other collection costs less money but requires more effort. It consists of free, postmark-like cancellations that can only be obtained with a personal visit to any of the 360-plus sites in the national park system. To get your passport stamped, seek out the ranger who keeps the local ink pad. When the system started, cancellations for the country were divided into 9 regions, each with its own ink color. Now, many rangers have taken to stamping the passports in black. Apart from incentives obvious to any collector, the park passport provides other advantages. It identifies you as a serious visitor and may merit you extra attention from a ranger who knows and loves the park. Passports are sold in park gift shops. The Park Service also offers a range of inexpensive annual passes that provide individuals, families, and seniors with unlimited access to the incredible bounties of America's National Treasure House. Tomorrow, we'll visit the Crown Jewel. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.